of Metzia Perk, Beis Mishnah Dalet. Matzah Bechanus. If you find something in a store, Hare Elu Shalo, you can keep it. The Rav says we're dealing with something that has no simen. Beinateva V'lechanvani, Shalachanvani. But if you find it between the counter and the shopkeeper, the chanvani, the storekeeper, whatever, it belonged to the chanvani. Because obviously it fell from him, because he's the one that's handling money between his teva, which is a counter. They used to put money inside this counter or table, whatever type of thing it is. It had an insert for money, and on top, they used to sell their stuff. So where he sat, from that area where he was, up until the teva, this counter belonged to him. Lifnei shulchani, harei elu shalo. If you find it in front of a shulchani, which is, shulchani is a money changer. They used to always change money on tables. That's why it's called a shulchani. And if you find it in front of this area, meaning closer to where everybody was, Rishus HaRabim, the store, wherever they did this, you can keep it. Because whoever left money there, for sure was miayish from it. But from the seat that the table was resting on, from that seat to the shulchani, Hare Elu LeShulchani. This belongs to the shulchani, because this was his area. So it obviously fell from him. Halokech peris mechaver. If a person buys fruits from his friend, o sheshalach lo chaveru peris, or his friend sent him a gift, he sent him friends. We're not just dealing with a regular guy that had fruits and sold it to his friend. We're dealing with somebody that actually was in the trade of fruits and selling fruits. So either you either bought it from him or you got it from him as a gift. Umatzav ahen mos. And you found a nice little bonus inside. You found some money. Hare elu shalo. You're allowed to keep the money because since he's a person that's in the business, nobody's going to know where the money came from. It could have came from the guy that sold it to him. It could have came from anybody. So because of that, since there's no simen, like the Rav's holding that the whole mission is dealing with these items don't have a simen, they were for sure miyayish, and you can keep it. However, the Rav says, if this guy, the seller, the guy that gave he gave it as a gift, if he actually would go into his own crops and his own fruit, and he would do it himself, or let's say he had an Eved Knani that anything the Eved Knani would find would belong to the master, then if you found money, you would have to return it to the master because then obviously it fell from his own fruit. He didn't buy it from somewhere else. But if he hired other people to cut his fruit down, then it could have came from them too. So in that case, you would not have to return it, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out. Im hayot tzrurin, noitelu machris. If the money, however, was tied up, then you have to announce because that's a simen, the way it was tied up and also the amount of coins that were tied up.